This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, February 16th, 2019. We're in hour two of the broadcast. Shortly, I'm going to be taking your phone calls. A couple of things I wanted to say. First, support RBN. When I tuned in yesterday and listened to Stop the Presses and I heard the phone calls, you know, it really resonated how important. I was getting information I was not aware of about what was happening with the spending bill from the listeners of RBN that were calling in with, you know, you guys do your research as well. And it's really a unique place at RBN in so many different ways. I wanted to get that in. Also, 2 weeks ago, you know, I did the story about Jesse Smollett, I guess. That's how you pronounce it. Totally bogus. Now it's starting to unravel. Grabian News, it's time for Chicago Police Department to stop wasting taxpayers' resources investigating what is obviously a fabricated hate crime and charge Jesse Smollett with making a false statement to police. It goes on to say, you know, that he maybe was going to be rode off of Empire. I've never watched it, never will. But here, it's so ridiculous. They would have you believe that in the middle of the night, 2 a.m. at a subway, some white, racist, MAGA hat-wearing, bleach in hand, noose in hand, just happened upon Smollett and beat him up, but really didn't because he wasn't beat up. And then he's acting astounded that this whole thing's unraveling. He should face justice. Just think if you'd have been a couple of white guys there just by circumstance, you might have got railroaded. You know, Goodwin style. You know, you might would have been railroaded like Jacob Goodwin if you just happened to have been in the wrong place at the wrong time while someone's trying to perpetrate a hate hoax. But you watch, this is going to fall right off the news like Harvey Weinstein. Also, I wanted to say quickly, Enrique Tarrio, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, who was the chairman of the Proud Boys fraternal organization, had his personal Chase bank account shut down earlier this week. So think about that. You know, it's one thing when you can't take PayPal, you can't have a credit card processor, which is ridiculous in itself, but it's something else when they start shutting down your personal checking account. You can't even bank anymore. You can't even cash a check, I guess, unless you go to some payday place or something. They have to censor it. The whole that I took so far from Europa, the Last Battle, was the fact that, you know, now it really makes clear why we're seeing these gigantic steps toward censorship. Who's doing nothing about it? Federal government of the United States. That's who. All right. I got a ton of information, but I think it's more important. We got people that's called in. We got people that want to call in. So I'm going to take phone calls for a while here and see what everybody has to say. 1-800-313-9443. And it was Ray from Cleveland. I don't know how I got that wrong. I should have looked that up. But Ray from Cleveland, you'll be on soon. We got Mark in Philly, Paul in New Jersey, and then Ray. Mark in Philly, you're on. What's on your mind today, sir?
Good morning, Farron. Thank you for acknowledging to the caller who called that in about the Europa. I watched the whole thing. It's incredibly revealing. The detail. It reveals details that I thought that I understood, but it goes to the nitty-gritty of the detail of several things. And to the heart of this matter, the finance, they own the money. We possess money in our pockets, purses, and bank accounts. We think we own it because we worked hard for it. We do not own it. We possess it. They can flip a switch and take it out. And so on the opposite of that, that's one of the first things that Hitler did, was to take back ownership of the people's, the Germans' money. And the common German probably understood that. Wouldn't you think, Farron, that they understood that Hitler had taken back the ownership of their value? of what they, you know, and then and look what they did in such a short time when they reclaimed ownership of their value, of their work, of their effort, of their, you know, building up their each other, themselves and each other and their nation, see. So, and also what I appreciate about it was the definition, it was defined, it was more clearly defined for me what social nationalism was, or national socialism was, which then some Jew nicknamed it Nazi, and it was a bad name, and it was a, you know, they nicknamed them that to make them look bad. And everything that I saw in the documentary clarified where Hitler really stood on many issues, and that's what I appreciate. It happens, so happens that I am German, and I found out that my great-great-grandfather served in the Civil War, and he suffered in the Civil War as a prisoner of war in Andersonville, and this means a lot to me, even though my family was over here during that. This means a lot to me because this is important for every person on the planet who wants to keep their individuality and their freedom and the right to own property. So the question then becomes, what are we going to do? What can we do? They own the money. They own the money, which is power, ultimate power. You think that, I mean, in my heart, if I had unlimited resources, I'd want to spread the good. I'd want to spread the good here and there and everywhere and lift up the people. But these people are evil. They're just flat out evil, okay? And then the other thing, what decent human being would want to call themselves a Jew if they knew, and they have to know, Baron, please clarify this, Jews everywhere have to know what their clan has been up to for 100 years or plus, or, you know, hundreds of years. They have to know. Why would I would not want to be known as one of them? If I was born Jewish, I would want to disclaim my Jewishness because I would be ashamed, because it's against everything that we know is decent and good about, you know, being on this planet. So thank you, Farron, for sharing bits and pieces of it. But people, you gotta watch it. You gotta watch it. It's incredibly revealing.
And, you know, Mark, there's so much ground we could cover here, but the atrocities that was covered up by FTR and by Churchill, the intentional, they wrote in letters, they put pen to paper saying it was not about liberating the German people, it was about genociding every, and I'm quoting here, every man, woman, and child of Germany.
Yeah.
This is hidden from history.
It wasn't just about destroying Hitler. They clarified that FDR and Churchill wanted to destroy the German people. Where did they get that? Did they have a personal animosity towards these people? I don't think so. I think they were being directed, and then they went along with it. They were probably getting paid handsomely for it. We know Churchill was, because he lived in a castle. Beforehand, he sounded like he was for the German people, but afterwards, we find out he was part of the whole deal. And then, yeah, the atrocities, incredibly revealing, even though I know you and others have seen some of this revealed. I believe it was in The Greatest Story Never Told. Wasn't it revealed there about these atrocities? But there was greater detail in this that I wasn't aware of. So
After the war, that Jewish group that plotted and planned to poison the cities after the war, now poisoned the cities in mass to try to genocide the German people. I mean, it's just it goes far beyond what we knew about Dresden. It goes far beyond. I mean, it's totally incredible. And here, contrast this with the fact that you live here in America, and what are you browbeat with here constantly? Holocaust memorials.
Yeah.
You don't know anything about the genocide of the German people. You don't know anything about the three Holodomors. There's never a movie made about the 60 million white Christian Russians that was exterminated by the Bolsheviks. But all you know is the three new revisionist World War II movies that come out every year, brought to you by someone like Harvey Weinstein. And,
right.
You know, Holocaust memorial. Well, I'm getting them backed up. Yeah. I'm going to give you the last word.
Okay.
I'm glad you watched that. I'm glad you called them.
And they killed, the Jews killed our greatest general, Patton. He knew it. He discovered it. He was not about politics. He served the truth before he served his government and or politics. He didn't want to have anything to do with it. But when they found out that he was clued in on who the real enemy was, because he said we have defeated the wrong enemy after we defeated Germany, he said we have defeated the wrong enemy. The real enemy is the Bolsheviks. He wanted to march all the way to Moscow and wipe them out, and he could have, but you know he would. And then so they had to get rid of him. See, because if he would have come back, my take on the World War II vets is they loved Patton. Patton was the real deal, man. And so they destroyed our greatest general over this, people. So the question remains, what decent Jew would want to call themselves a Jew after all of these atrocities that their clan has performed on many peoples of this earth, trying to wipe everybody out so that they could be supreme? So Amen. Frank from North Carolina is absolutely right. The Jews are in on this, and if they have to know about it. Aaron, I'd hope you clarify that even more through the rest of the show. So I'll leave it at that. Thank you very much for being there, Aaron. Incredibly revealing. Please watch it, folks.
Thank you so much. Next week, I may play some more clips from it. I had a whole big long list. I was going to do the whole 2 hours on this today, but because of the shutdown and the national emergency, let's go to Paul in New Jersey. Then we got Ray in Cleveland coming up. Paul, thanks for holding, sir. What's on your mind?
Hello, Aaron. Farron, from the sounds of what Trump just signed in, and I think that's why Ann Coulter pretty much gave up in an act of fatalism when she tweeted that it's over for the United States. The fact is the demographics are in, and this is going to be a Hispanic banana republic. And that's why you're going to get more Ocasio-Cortezes, you know, because Ms. Cortez was elected in a district which is 50% Hispanic. Likewise, you see elsewhere, when Hispanics become the majority, they become radical leftists, like what's happening in L.A. now. Now, one of the things concerning this is I ask myself, why should I fight for the wealthy elite against these young Hispanic socialists trying to take money away from the wealthy white elite that brought these brown Hispanic socialists into this country to vote their money, the white elite's money, into the brown pockets? Why should I get involved in that? Am I even in that fight? Just like when Ilhan Omar was fighting with Elliot Abrams in the Congress this week. He's a insider Jew creep Zionist. She's a Muslim migrant straight from Somalia, right? And they're duking it out in the Congress. What do I have to do with this? Elliot Abrams was working under Reagan. Reagan amnestied a bunch of brown people back in 1986. When these two groups are fighting, stand back and get the popcorn out, is what I'm saying. You know? And so the demographics are in. Now, I urge all young whites out there, if you can, have large families to fight this demographic trend. But what it looks like is we're going to have to find enclaves, search out enclaves, and hunker down, hoard and cache weapons, right? And prepare for the worst. I mean, don't expect anything from the government. We're just going to have to avoid everything that has anything to do with the government, because the government is an oligarchy, as Gillens and Page have proven. And basically, the brown wave is here. Nobody's going to commit a genocide against them. Trump isn't false flagging some CIA event as an excuse to round up the Hispanics and deport them, right? So what are our real options in this? That's why I see a lot of people who have taken a fatalist approach towards this. And one last note before I go. I just want to give a tip my hat to Tony from Florida. I've heard some of his calls in RBN the past week. And Tony really is a great American. He's out there on the street with his signs. He's been doing it for years. And I just want to tip my hat to Tony and say, good job, Tony. You're doing a great job. Anyway, thank you, Farron. I'll listen for any responses after I hang up.
Hey, thanks, Paul. Yeah, Tony, formerly Tony of Chicago, now Tony of Florida. I guess he's made the transition now, but he has been fighting the battle in his own way and calling into a lot of broadcasts. You know, Paul's right. I hate to be, such a pessimist, but, I mean, where do you turn? Voting is a joke. Voting is a joke. I think we've been hoodwinked again. Trump told us what he wanted, what we wanted to hear. He was our only hope. Well, you know, the shield was nothing. And then here we are. We're 2.5 years, roughly, at least past 2 years on his presidency. There's been a few little tidbits, a few crumbs drop off the table. But it doesn't matter to me how high the stock market goes. It doesn't affect me. But what we really wanted, the end of these ridiculous wars, not happening really. A real wall, not going to happen. So, here we are. Ray in Cleveland. Ray, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
How you doing?
Doing good, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, I'm actually back in Cleveland, so I'm going to try to keep this calm. All right, first of all, on YouTube, Europa, you can go to Danny, T-H-O-M-S-O-N, Danny Thompson. That's his channel. You have to scroll down, but you can find his Europa. Also, you could go to Germania. That's a YouTube channel. What your listeners don't know, it's age-restricted. They are censorship on this. Farron, I know you're busy. I thank you so much for watching it. I'm trying to stay calm here, Farron. Have your listeners, yourself, after this phone call, just go watch Part 9. Part 9 will show you the people with their phones in 2019, and you will see the container ships, the human cargo load as it comes into Greece, as they go into Italy. I'm done. I don't want to go any further in it. I got a lot here, and I'm going to be concise. Farron, last Saturday, I called in, and I asked you if your father was a preacher, so I'm going to ask you again.
Yeah, he was.
Was your father?
Baptist preacher.
Good. Now, you and I joined the Navy. I went in 1981. That's where I made the comment. That's where I found God. And then we had United States Marines to teach us to obey. You saw the movie Full Metal Jacket? That was my commanding, I call him an officer. But anyways, I was with 100 men, New York City, Boston, and Cleveland. We were split, 60% white, 30% black. Leave it there. When the company commander said, "Who here believes in Jesus?" and he talked just like that Marine Commandant. Well, I didn't hesitate. I stepped forward. You know how many else stood forward, Farron? About 100 of us. So this is why it's important to start here. Who do you believe in? Who are you up against? What are you fighting for or against? You have to know. Oh, when I did my year and a half of naval gunfire, I had a mock quarterdeck where I was up in Chicago, North Chicago, and what it was, it had a huge mural. I'm 5'10". I could have modeled. I'm not blonde, but I'd have a little sailor hat. He's holding the helm. He's looking straight into hell, pitch black, frightened out of his mind. I left the United States Navy in Pearl Harbor, refusing to stay with my contract, which they said was a critical need. And that would have led into the Straits of Hormuz, where the vessel that relieved us shot down a passenger jet, pissed off a lot of people. But the American people are all warmongers, so let's get back to it. On the mural was a figure with white, with the blue around him, and his hand is on the helm and hand on the young man, and that is Jesus. That's who I want to put out there. So if you join the Navy, you join the Marines, it was a given that you loved your mom, you loved your dad, you believed in the Ten Commandments, so now I'm going to move on real fast here. When I went in the Navy, I hear music.
Right. Hold on for me there. We'll talk about it on the other side. Then we got Rick in Arizona, Michael in New York coming up. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be back in moments. We'll be right back.
there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fan in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. I've got Ray from Cleveland on. We're talking about Europa, the last battle. Go ahead, Ray. The break interrupted Baron, your thoughts. Go ahead, sir.
Baron, if I email you, will you contact me?
Yeah, sure. You can email me thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And I wasn't in the Navy. I don't know if maybe we had any misunderstanding there. I understood what you said,
No,
I wasn't in the military.
No, Farron. When you join. It wasn't, I really don't want to join. What that man told us there in boot camp was, I am God. I am the resurrection, and I will decide who will be in my Navy. He was an extractor. He moved Marine Recon, Navy SEALs, and Army Special Forces over into the Mekong Delta. So it's not something where you decide, this isn't for me. I don't want to go into that. I want to get into how you come into play here. That's why I asked, who is your father? And then I'll explain my father. And we work for the same end. Excuse me. In that series, Baron, did you watch the Jewish rabbi read from the Mein Kampf in Hebrew? Did you catch that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, yes, okay. It's important you come back maybe next week to extrapolate. All I have is a little cell phone. It's really hard for me to read the subtitles. Part 10, you will see the black preacher. And this is where you come into play, because that is absolutely crucial, that you don't lambast all Jews. You certainly don't make war with someone that isn't white. This isn't what I'm about. You will see the the concept of what you are explaining, the Holocaust on the people, was done by United States Air Force and British Air Command. So I'm going to move along. What happened, Farron, when I left my ship in 1987, I was basically 24, I was told to sign a non-disclosure agreement. I was under critical need, and a lot of men will say, well, you know, he fabricates this. Well, I've got to tell you, it's not Alex Jones, shoot your mouth off, go move about. It's something you have to swallow, and I learned a lot from my father. He was top secret United States Navy. He was out in the Pacific Theater. He was with the Commandant. He was with the whole contingent of Marines. Now, I met a man. He changed my life. I met him at my parents' 40th. He was Irish. I didn't, anyway, my father's 100% German Bavarian, same last name. This man, he said, hey, kid, relax. I'm your father's cousin. So I ended up with three beer glasses, three shots, Boilermaker. Turns out that man was aboard the USS Tennessee outside the West Virginia, 1941, December the 7th. It changed my life. I went to this World War II memorial. This memorial is 7 miles from what is going to unfold here. On that memorial, it's CA-38. It's a TAC cruiser, USS San Francisco. The actual mast were 100 sailors and 7 Marines passed away. In the words of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, on there, so moving and so beautiful, this is where it hits hard, Farron. I was put down for three things: vandalism, destruction of government property, operating without a license. I was handcuffed at my wrists, at my ankles, handcuffed between the ankles and my wrists. You have exactly 6 minutes to breathe, Farron, before your cells go into what's called sure death. They put that pepper spray straight down my throat. I'm trying to maintain calm here. He was an unmarked man in a beat-up Corvette. He watched me. He saw that I put up the American flag. I shined the brass, but that's what I was arrested for. When my father came back about 3.5 years later, 6 months after my mother passed, he collapsed like in the movie Private Ryan, where he sees the crosses. My father was top secret, was not an angry man. He said, son, the most important thing you'll ever have is a pen. That's what he was. He was a yeoman. He did all the shorthand and he typed. He collapsed on the ground and he bawled. And I said, Dad, get up. This isn't your country. Well, my father would have to come to that determination 3.5 years after my mom died, exactly to the day I was put in the hospital, June 6th. But, Farron, this isn't about me. What it was is that the man that confronted me, and then he called his contingent, they put me down. The following year, in 1995, 7 miles from that memorial, is the UN Plaza. The Veterans War Memorial Building is where Alger Hiss was. I would meet a man, a World War II man, on June 6th when he landed with a contingent of blacks where he fueled Patton's the Red Ball Express. That man had the keys. He had two pieces of paper. He had the arrest warrant for Dick Cheney, arrest warrant for Gorbachev. You'll say to me, well, how can you make up these stories? I'm not about making up stories. The matter is that the man that was in his blue jeans was now 6'1", all in black, with his silver ties, like a lieutenant. He had two bars. You had at the FDR monument, and you're watching Europa. That's the UN memorial where Franklin Delano Roosevelt, 50 years later, unveiled who he is and what it's all about, citizens of the world. You had over 100 men surrounding that, but you were split three ways. You had sheriff, police, and then you had what's called your present-day Homeland Security, all in black. But, Farron, right. I'll let you go there. I will email you. I definitely want to talk to you.
God all right, Ray. America. Ray, we're going to come back. We're going to come back. Rick in Arizona, Michael in New York, 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Media Farron in the studio taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. We've got Rick, Michael, and Tony coming up. Rick, thank you for holding, sir. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, can you hear me, Farron?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, obviously, as far as the wall goes, I know everybody's fired up about the wall. I think all parties concerned here, the Democrats, Republicans, and Trump, they've all known that this wall is going to be 55 miles down there in the Rio Grande Valley. The Rio Grande Valley is a place where you can go into Mexico and get your teeth fixed for nothing, almost. You don't need a prescription to get painkillers or antibiotics. The Mexicans, it's the Catholic corridor down there, which have terrorized Planned Parenthood out of business. Abortion clinics don't function down there. This wall, this 55 miles that we're getting from Trump, has been on the books for a long time. The wall and the caravan, in my mind, is a distraction from all the other people coming here, the Chinese, the people from India. Who owns your hotel? The banks loan the money to these people from India. They own your Motel 75. They own your Super 8. The Chinese, all in the West Coast, they're your landlord. They bought up houses in all over the San Francisco, LA, all through there. The Mexicans come here. They're doing the hard work. Now, we got enough Mexicans. The terrain and the weather is terrible. People are not crossing the border. Terrorists are not crossing the border. This border wall was a gimmick to elect Trump. I know you guys like the wall, but in the end, it's the businesses who, which are vastly Jewish owned, are hiring this cheap labor. So, as far as I'm concerned, I think the whole wall thing has been a gimmick. Just remember who's hiring these people. You know, the wall's not going to stop the people from India or China or everywhere else, Africa, Haiti. I mean, look at it.
I think that's some good points. That's some good points, Rick. And you know, this bill like doubles the H-1B visas. We do have in this area where I'm in, like all the convenience stores for the most part are owned by, you know, foreigners from India or Pakis or what have you. And of course, you're exactly right about the motels. And you know, to me, here's the thing about a wall. If we was going to build a wall and build a whole big wall, you know, kind of do it Israel style, then we'd have something. If we're not going to do that, it's back to like building a partial wall around your house to keep the unruly neighbors out. It's just not going to work. So I don't disagree with you at all. I think it makes a lot of sense that this could have been a great distraction because the shutdown costed more than the wall would have costed, and Trump got nothing from it. It's like it's endless political theater. And, you know, if you go back to the part from Europa where I was going through the process of demoralization, destabilization, crisis, and then normalization, it makes me think, Rick, it's so hard to get your foot solid on the ground of which way this whole corrupt system is shifting and manipulating and propagandizing. So I think there's a lot of validity to what you say. Go ahead, sir.
Well, just one more comment. A lot of this wall thing is to get us to identify with Israel. It's like Zionism is the American way. And if you think Roosevelt was tough on white people during World War II, Trump is going to smash him. Trump has gotten the Tree of Life Award from Israel many years ago. His walls are covered with awards from Jews. He is nothing but a Russian Jew agent, and he won't think twice to smash us when the time comes. And thank you for taking my call.
Wow, Rick, that's what I love about RBN, man. I love the listeners and the various perspectives. Let's go to Michael in New York. Then we got Tony in Chicago, 1-800-313-9443. We might be able to squeeze a couple more in. Michael, thank you for holding, sir. What is on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my call, sir, and I hope all is well. I just want to mention, discuss some of these topics, of course, fair and again, with World War II and the Nazis and all that. You know, people just got to come to terms with reality. Everything's a spin. And if you look at the big picture, you do your homework, you'll see that, number one, the Nazis weren't Christians, so that's all BS. And Hitler, the Nazis, did arrest a Rothschild. Okay, but they kidnapped him, and they let him go for ransom. They didn't hang the SOB. If they were really after the controllers of Europe that were destroying Europe, the Zionists that were undermining the European cultures from all the European countries, if Hitler and the Nazis were really out to get them, especially what they did to Germany after World War I, you don't let them go on, a Rothschild go on ransom. You hang the SOB, and then you'll go after the rest, letting them know they're next. But no, none of that happened. How do you explain that? Well, the fear worshippers out there.
I got the explanation for you, Michael. One, okay. You know, Hitler over and over and over and over and over tried to make peace with Churchill and the other countries. He did not want this war. He had to liberate Poland because of what was happening there. He opened the doors to the Christians. I've read Mein Kampf, my 1939 version. I really don't think Hitler cared too much. I'm not saying that he was a Christian, but I don't think he really cared too much what religion people practiced. And I think the reason that he didn't execute the Rothschilds was, and he did, you're right, he did, they did have one in their custody at one time. I think it's just like when he had the British Army practically on their knees. He was trying to make peace. So it's hard. I mean, I think, you know, and I love you, Michael, but I think we have a disagreement of our view on World War II and Hitler, and that's okay. That's what RBN's for. I totally respect your point of view, but I've done, you know, I've really, really done a lot of research on this, and it's, you can cast anybody into a bad light in certain respects, and I'm not sitting here saying Hitler was a choir boy, but if you really get into, you know, the whole Hess flying over was kept secret for years. People didn't even know about that. You know, he was trying, the leaflets they dropped. They dropped leaflets on Great Britain, trying to get the, and Germany was bombed by Great Britain for like 14 weeks before they even responded. And of course, this was civilian populations. These were civilian populations. So to say that Hitler, you know, he held back and didn't bomb Great Britain for 14 weeks while, you know, his citizens was being demoralized and killed, which, you know, we're not even, rules of war, you're not even supposed to be bombing civilian populations, but the United States done it in Japan, and of course Great Britain done it in Germany, then Germany done it in Great Britain. So I think, you know, and I certainly respect your position, but I think that's my opinion on that. Back to you, sir.
Well, fair, yes, but again, the bigger picture, why was he so congenial to the Brits? Because they were German. The House of Windsor was really German. World War One, when Britain declared war with Germany, the Englishmen were telling their monarchy, what the hell are you talking about? You're German. They spoke fluent German. You have King Edward and his wife hooking up with the Nazis. Photos are evident. They're giving them the Sieg Heil and everything. Just at the breakout of World War One, they wanted to unite with Britain because they were German. That's why. Now, again, when they took France, they didn't have to take France. Yes, they were given Poland. They should have been happy with Poland and Czechoslovakia. But no, they took France. That's what launched World War Two. If they didn't take France, and they didn't have to, they repelled them at the border, and they could have told them, look, leave us alone. We got what we want. We don't want a war with you guys. We're all European brothers and sisters here. No. Takes the bait, launches World War II, which was critical for the Zionists so they could establish the modern state of Israel after the war. They could never do it if that war didn't erupt. Hitler
That's
was
true.
Either a major
That's
idiot.
True.
He came That's in true. Supposedly to save Germany. He was either a major idiot. Oops, sorry, Germany. And he left. He went to South America. He got away. I know the Fuhrer worshippers would never accept that. It's a fact, established fact now. We knew this decades ago. Now it's admitted fact. Nobody's going to argue against that. And yet, they never got him. The Zionists never got him this whole time since World War II. He died in South America or wherever he ended up dying. But he didn't kill himself in Germany to go down with the ship. He let Germany burn right to the ground. So that guy was either a major idiot, no savior for Germany, or he was a plant, part of the plan. So I just wanted to just mention that on that topic. And now, you know, with Trump, obviously we'd all be delusional right now to think that Trump is going to really protect our country and restore it back to a constitutional republic. As far as the wall goes and all that, it is all BS, because all he has to do is commander-in-chief. There's national security for sure with our border being wide open. There is an invasion constantly here. We got millions. We see it everywhere, millions of illegals everywhere. Yeah, they're working, but guess what? They're being hired by big corporations. Not just a little guy that needs some laborers running a landscaping business. They're getting hired by every major institution you see, your banks, everything. They're there. They're not hiring Americans. They're hiring these people, which is a felony. And as the president, he should enforce that law. Anybody hiring an illegal, that's a felony. No, he's not doing that. And instead of the wall, he should bring all our troops home. If he was truly our president, he had the testicular fortitude he portrayed himself as having during his whole campaign. He'd bring all our troops home, get rid of the foreign war stuff that he discussed was all BS during his campaign, bring them home on our borders, where they're home, safe, with their families, with orders to shoot to kill anybody
hey, Michael,
that's coming in uninvited.
I totally agree with that part, for sure. Let me do this. I got more calls than I'll probably get on, so I'm going to, everybody, about 3 minutes, and I'll get you on. Thank you so much, and I always enjoy your perspective. So with some things we agree totally on, there's a few things we disagree, but that's okay, too. That's okay, too. Tony in Chicago, then Art, then Frank. Tony, how you doing? If you can hold it to 3 minutes, everybody will get some time.
Yeah, fair, and as long as my name was mentioned, okay, I figured I'd call in. Look, at in a perfect world, all right, there should be millions of white people on the street right now as we speak in open carry states, legally displaying their guns with the barrels pointed towards the sidewalk, having the barrels down. So that's what should be going on. Texas is one of those states. I assume Georgia is, because the communist scum was in Stone Mountain with a bunch of guns. They were all white, hating themselves. That's what should be going on right now over what just happened this week, because what happened this week is it's the nail in the it's the official nail in the coffin for white America. I mean, it's all right. The nail has been in the coffin for a long time now. And what everybody is missing on what this traitor just signed yesterday, okay, and I brought this up on Mark Anderson's show on RBN, and he's going to be looking into this, okay, so listen to his show on Monday, is that what he just signed has almost $500 million to build a permanent infrastructure on the southern border, i.e. reception centers. It's right there. The dollar amounts are in there.
It's true.
Yeah, to have these mestizos come up, okay, these, like I termed, illiterate baby machines, and they are. You see them. They're coming up with families of 5 and 6 kids with the mommy with a stomach bulging out. He signed a permanent infrastructure. This is on a permanent basis for them to come up with their babies. And when they run out of babies down there, they'll make new ones, because this is the way they all get in,
yep.
whether it's the kids or not. Yeah, this is what this SOB signed.
And we don't hear any more about getting rid of the anchor baby. Remember, that was back before Christmas or whatever. All right, let me do this. I'm getting more phone calls. Let me give you the last word, Tony. I always appreciate your phone call. Are you Tony from Florida now? He's gone. Art off the grid, then we got Frank coming up. Art, how you doing? And Mike's going to let me skip the last break, so we've got a little bit more time. Thanks for calling, Art. What's on your mind today?
Hey, you know, this is getting crazier and crazier as we go along. This reception centers, seriously? What happened to detention centers and putting them on the bus and shipping them back across the border? Putting ankle bracelets on people while they wait to be cleared for amnesty or whatever. You know what? Yeah, you're going to put an ankle bracelet on these people, let them go to town. All they're going to do is take the damn ankle bracelet off and disappear into the shadows. Come on, man. Seriously? What the hell is going on here?
I'm with you, Art. I'm with you.
And I'll totally tell you insane. What, I've been talking to people around here, and they agree with Greta Van Susteren, or whatever her name was. Ann Coulter, that's her name. The people around here actually agree with Ann Coulter, and virtually everybody I've talked to who voted for Trump said that they absolutely refuse. They will vote for anyone but Trump in 2020. So Trump, yeah, basically, what do they call that? Shoot the pooch? You shot yourself in the foot, stupid.
It's the same way around here, Art. It's the same way around here.
People are fed up. And you know, Ann Coulter is right. The United States, the United States of America, as was founded, no longer exists. It is the USSA. Plain and damn simple. Thanks, Farron.
And I'll tell you what, when you look at that Europa, the last battle, about episodes, I guess, 6 and 7, tells you what you got to look forward to when these people seize power, because they're going to do to the American people exactly what Lenin and Stalin done to the Russian people. That's what they do. It'll be what the Morgenthau Plan done to the German people. That's why, you know, I was waiting on someone to say, why are you wanting to rehash all this history? It's because this is the future. This is your future. Let's go back to the phones. We got Frank in North Carolina. Frank, I don't have anyone else on at the moment. How you doing? Thanks for calling, sir.
That's what they do. Exactly.
And that is what they're going to do to us, unfortunately. Yep. Thanks for taking my call, Aaron, and also thanks to Mike for cutting out the last commercial. I appreciate that. Ann Coulter, she's nailing it here and there. I don't agree with her on a lot of things, I'm sure. I'm done with Trump completely. In fact, I see Trump as an enemy more than anything. And people that are still pushing Trump, I'm losing patience with them very quickly, too. I'm going to start steering clear of those people because they're not doing us any service. It's basically like a beautiful woman leading a guy on. You see what I'm saying? Oh, you have a chance with me. You have a chance with me. Just keep giving me things and blah, blah, blah until my real knight in shining armor comes along. That's what it is. So he's doing us a disservice. If somebody were to ask me, hey, Frank in North Carolina, what do you think? You know, what's going to happen? It's over. It's done. A lot of people are saying that now. Ann Coulter is saying it, and she says it with humor in her voice. She has gallows humor, which I always appreciate. But all the signs are there, and it's demographics. These people, whatever you think of them, in an ideal world, we could probably get along with them fine and everything in limited numbers, but these brown-skinned people coming over, with babies in their bellies and dragging two or three babies along, and you can go out here, you can go anywhere, go to Walmart, go whatever, and you can see it. They're weaponized against us. They're going to outvote us. Our vote, even if voting mattered, which it probably doesn't, because most of it's kind of rigged in one way or the other through the propaganda of the media and everything else, we're not going to be able to vote. But ideally, if we could vote and it worked, we're not going to be able to vote our way out of it anyway. They're going to give all these people the right to vote. They're going to give them amnesty. I would recommend, and thanks to Tony, by the way, I was really sorry he got cut off by accident yesterday, I think it was, on Stormfront. That was a shame. But also, everybody keeps saying Breitbart. I would go to William Gein of ALIPAC, the acronym ALIPAC. It's Americans for Legal Immigration. This guy, he's been on top of this subject for a long time, and he gets all into the details of it. I'm not on the Internet, so I haven't even attempted. But I think he's pretty honest. I think he's pretty genuine about what's in there, and he's looked into it quite a bit, he and his volunteers and people. You can subscribe to him. He puts out a lot of information.
Is ALIPAC, is that ALIPAC?
I believe so.
Okay.
And it's been around for a long time, but anyway, you know, this guy's not up to speed on everything, but he's up to speed on this. I mean, this is his thing. This is what he focuses on. And he said a couple nights ago on Jeff Rentz, if you want to go back, I think to Wednesday night maybe, he said if this goes through and, they sign and the president signs off on it, we're done. Demographically. And I'm not going to argue with Paul or whoever that was, Rick in Arizona. It's possible this is a distraction and everything, but it is illustrative, and you can't dismiss the fact it's illustrative of the argument, the different, how there's no common ground. You have the left that basically says we shouldn't have a wall, we should have no borders. Anybody that wants to come here should come here, and white people should be forced to pay for it. So the whole wall issue, it is illustrative in that way. And I would just, I don't know how much more time we got, but I definitely want to get this out. I think any genuine person in any country, especially the United States, if you grew up as an American thinking what America was and believe in all the hype, it's not right that people that come out of 2% of your population get to tell everybody else what to do, what you can think, what you can't think, and all that. And I'm sorry, but there is a concerted effort. There has been a concerted effort by the Jewish community to destroy the white race and destroy this country. And I'll be damned if somebody's going to tell me, oh, I don't like the optics of that. You shouldn't talk that way. But let me tell you something. I would bitch slap somebody that told me that to my face. I really would. And I just have to wonder, where are they coming from?
You have to be delusional. You have to deny reality to say something like that. Yeah. Go ahead. We got about 3 minutes left. Go ahead.
Well,
Hey, let me ask you this. Yeah. We were on the phone or texting the night the Julie Smollett story broke on NBC, and you made some great comments. We saw right through that from the very beginning, and here we are 2 weeks later, and it's all unraveling that it's one of the worst perpetrated hate hoaxes that you could imagine.
Thank you. You know what? I knew as soon as I first heard it, I knew it was a BS story, and for that, I was called a racist. I mean, even people I knew was like, oh, come on now, you know. I mean, it was obvious. Look at the guy's face. Look at the guy's face when he's talking about the story. You can tell. Even he can't believe that anybody would believe his stupid story. It's pathetic. And again, that case, why do you care about that case? I never heard of that guy. I never heard of the TV show. No, it's illustrative. It's a micro of the macro. I'll tell you something else, just to finish up. I tuned in for a few minutes to Mike Rivera the other day. I can't remember if it was yesterday or the day before. And he was right in the middle of a rant. I think it was towards the end of the show. But he said, look, you know, the fact is the homos, the homo activists and the LGBT crowd, the browns, the Hispanics, okay, the blacks, and these other groups, they are at war with the straight white male. That is the fact. And he said, of course, you're going to see a pillbox mentality among straight white males, which is what you're seeing. That's, I mean, I guess he would describe me as a pillbox. And I guess he means like a machine gun nest. Because I realized, let me tell you something, man. I remember 30 years ago realizing that this was going to happen. And I was a colorblind conservative. I was a Pat Buchanan conservative, you know, all that. Look, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is you have to come to grips with reality. All these other races are going to be working against us. Even the ones, a lot of them do hate us, but they're all going to be working against us. You basically, if you're looking for longevity, find an enclave, find a good place that you can hide out. And I'll tell you what, I was up in the mountains last week during the show. I didn't get to hear it, but there are a lot of enclaves, man. It gives you a different perspective when you go up in the mountains, like North Carolina, up in the Appalachians and whatnot. It would take a lot of time and effort for them to come and dig. It'd be like digging ticks out of the damn, a big furry dog.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That is true right there. But we're almost out of time. I wanted to say on the Julie Smollett, it fit their narrative perfect. That's why the media run with it. White guys in MAGA hats beating up a black homosexual. It was their wet dream come true. All right, we're out of time.
That's right.
Until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.